Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. She lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled, As I Love You.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you. Love one another. As I love you. How did Jesus love them, the disciples? How has he loved us? What has he done to show that love? We know that he allowed himself to be spit upon, to be ridiculed, to be so thirsty on a hot day, while carrying a burden of wood up a hill, knowing what would happen. He has cured, he has comforted the weary, reached out to the leper and the demonized. He has put a cool hand on the feverish, embraced the lonely, had a meal with those otherwise ignored, conversed with women and children. And he offers healing to us, the scared, the infirm, the desperate, the bullied, the hungry, the forgotten, the incarcerated, the refugee, the immigrant. He died. He gave the last little bit of everything that he had. He thought of us with so much love, we cannot imagine it. And now some of us, riding on the wave of that example, are living in lives of love, are doing the same thing, are laying down lives for friends, many times even strangers. Some are giving 12 and 16 hours a day to nurse the terribly near-death elders, the afflicted, the victims of the virus. As I love you. We are parents achieving great successes in roles we never dreamed of. Roles of patience, creativity, education. We are living and working in hidden anxiety and fear. We are giving our energy and skills to our children, offering service to those we did not even worry about before. As I love you. We are called to remember this great love and seek to feel and know the graces offered to us when hope grows dim, when fear threatens us, when others challenge our decisions and values as we face crisis after crisis with little experience to go on. It is our call today to love as He has loved us. And really, what else matters? It's just living through the scary challenges and unexpected moments. We can do this. We can love as He has loved us.